This is a short extract from Light on the Ancient Worlds. Even believers themselves are for the most part too indifferent to feel concretely that God is not only above us in heaven, but also ahead of us at the end of the world, or even simply at the end of our life. That we are drawn through life by an inexorable force, and at the end of the course, God awaits us. That the world will be submerged and swallowed up one day by an unimaginable eruption of the purely miraculous. Unimaginable because surpassing all human experiences and standards of measurement. Man cannot possibly draw on his experience to bear witness to anything of the kind any more than a mayfly can expatiate on the alternation of the seasons. For a creature that is born at midnight and whose life will last but a day, the rising of the sun can in no way enter into the series of its habitual sensations. The sudden appearance of the solar disk, unforeseeable by reference to any analogous phenomenon that had occurred during the long hours of darkness, would seem like an unheard of and apocalyptic prodigy. Now it is thus that God will come. There will be nothing but this one advent, this one presence, and by it the world of experiences will be shattered.